This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, in just a moment. But first, there are 7 driving personalities. Which one are you? Well, according to psychologists, there are 7 types of drivers on the road. You can take a test to find out which one you are. Here are the 7. Teachers of the driving world can be quite frustrating. They feel the need to make other drivers know what they have done wrong and will always expect recognition of their efforts. Then we have know-it-alls. These drivers are always right and often are content with themselves while shouting condescendingly at other drivers. Competitors think of life as one big race. They will often accelerate when someone tries to overtake them or close a gap to prevent anyone from getting in front of them. Punishers. The punisher seeks to punish other drivers for their misbehavior and poor driving skills, such as slowing down or blocking another car's path, for example. Philosophers. These drivers are cool, calm, and collected. They accept bad behavior with an impersonal, rational view. Avoiders. The avoider will dismiss any bad driving as a hazard, but won't take it to heart. And finally, the 7th category of drivers, escapees. The psychologist said that people with this driving personality distract themselves from the journey by talking on their hands-free kit or listening to music so they don't get frustrated by other drivers. A Seattle Seahawks fan requires his friends and neighbors to sign a contract if they want to watch the team's games with him. The man has been a Seahawks fan since the 1990s and created the contract because he was tired of watching with casual fans. He said people talk too much when he wants to focus on the game and doesn't go to Super Bowl parties anymore because they are too casual. Some of the contract's terms include all participants must show up 30 minutes prior to game time. Late arrivals will not be allowed in. Pre-game discussion can only be about football. And 3, casual conversation can only be done during commercials. That's the only time guests can tell this guy about themselves or their interests. A relationship expert says couples who delete each other on Facebook are more likely to stay together. The New York-based therapist claims that unfriending your significant other on social media can put the spark back into your relationship. He even suggests that people should delete their Facebook accounts entirely to free up more time to spend with their partners. Technology and compatibility are the main topics that keep cropping up in people's therapy. He says using cell phones and computers means couples spend less time talking to each other face-to-face, causing miscommunication and arguments. Meanwhile, a Pew Research Center study found 25% of married adults have texted their partner while they were both home together in the same building. Another 25% have argued over how much time their partners spend online. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate here on America Weekend, and she is the former animal cop on Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike. Great to be back.
Great to be back. How's little Jace doing, your new pet that you have brought into your household?
Yes, our new baby Baffet. He's wonderful. I mean, we're just experiencing so many wonderful things with him on a day-to-day basis. You know, he's 10 and a half weeks old now, and he's learning everything about being a pack animal at this point. We started to socialize him into our large pack of 10 dogs. He's the 11th. And we're slowly introducing him to the cats, which he thinks cats are just phenomenal. He can't get enough of sniffing the cats in the house. So he's really having a positive experience learning how to live in our household. And that's what I really want to talk about is making it as positive and not getting frustrated with the whole process of raising puppy.
Yeah, now you've seen this frustration on a first-hand basis when you were an animal cop, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, having this experience with our little Jace just reminds me of the past of when I was an animal cop in New York City, of how many times we dealt with animal cruelty and abuse toward puppies, because people would get a puppy, bring the puppy into their house and expect that puppy to be perfect and understand what they wanted from them immediately without any training or guidance. And that's just ridiculous. I mean, it's a completely different species than human. They're dogs. They're canines. They think differently. They act differently. Their parents raised them differently. Their pet parents, their dog parents raised them differently. We need to bring them up in a way that they understand what we want from them. And unfortunately, you know, we dealt with it so many times, but there's one case that came to mind, little Cherokee. He was a tan shepherd mix. And he was just so brutalized by his owner, who would get mad at him for touching something he wasn't supposed to touch in the house or going to the bathroom in the house. And we're talking about an eight-week-old puppy, Mike. You know, we're not talking about an adult dog. We're talking about a baby that this guy brought into his house and just wanted him to act like he wanted him to act. And the poor puppy just took abuse, beating after beating, and eventually was thrown out of the house because he wasn't listening to his owner. And I arrested this particular gentleman, thank goodness. And the puppy, of course, was brought into our facility and adopted out to a wonderful home. But it just reminds me of the frustration level that people get with raising a puppy. And it certainly isn't for the faint of heart. You certainly have to be, and we talked about this before, responsible and committed to raising this puppy the right way so that they do become the perfect pet if there is something like that out there, which I don't believe there is, but...
Well, now, this guy that owned Cherokee, was he just stupid? I mean, and I mean that literally. Did he just not understand that a little puppy is not going to do exactly what you want every time?
Well, he was a control freak. He raised his daughter much the same way, which we found out, which it was just the abuse of, you know, the cycle of abuse that he perpetuated, not only with his daughter, who eventually grew up and moved out, thank goodness. She escaped. But, you know, poor little Cherokee, they don't grow up where they can leave the home and go lead their own lives and escape the abuse. He was just brutal. So, oops, there they go. So that's the poor puppy, just the luck of the draw, ended up in a home where this guy wasn't going to be patient with him. He wasn't teaching him the right way. So Cherokee didn't know what to do with himself. So every time he made a mistake, he got a beating. And that's completely unacceptable. I'm sorry, my dogs are misbehaving right now.
All right, so now, what do you do when the dogs are barking and you're on the telephone?
Yeah, I shush them. We have a command where I can go shush or quiet, and they usually get the idea. Or if I get in their space, if I walk up to them and I say shush, they usually get it, that mommy wants quiet right now. So it's a process, though. I mean, when they start all going together, it's like a chorus, and they start howling and hooting, and, you know, it gets crazy. But I can usually give a command of quiet, and they usually calm down.
So has Jace picked out his favorite among the others?
He loves little JoJo. She's our tiny little terrier mix. They wrestle all day long. He's slowly learning who he can get next to and who he can play with, who will accept him. And it takes a while for each dog to come to the fact that, oh my goodness, there's a new puppy in the home. Here we go again. Our corgi, Merlin, who was our old Basset Hound's best friend, is having a little bit of a difficult time with Jace right now. He doesn't know what to do. So we're taking it really slow with him. And we don't want Merlin to have a bad experience with Jace. And that's what it's all about, is making it positive for everybody in the family, not only the humans in the family, but the other pets in the family. This is their home, and now they have this new little guy coming in. So we want to make sure that everybody's happy and the adjustment is a positive one, and that we don't just shove Jace in their face. We're doing it, you know, slowly, a few dogs at a time, a few cats at a time. And then eventually everybody, you know, comes around, and in their own time, because you can't force things. It has to happen naturally. They all come around, and then we're one big happy pack, and they play together. They can eat side by side. You should see feeding time at our house. It's really funny. They all are in a circle, and they eat together where there's no fighting over food. So we've really got a cohesive pack, and little Jace is learning that day to day. So it's fun. It's so much fun, Mike. He's a love. He's wonderful. And I just worry so much about people who get a puppy and don't understand the commitment and the time and the patience that you need with a puppy. And it brings up all these memories of being an animal cop and just, you know, the terror that I would face every day when I went to someone's home and there was a puppy that was being mistreated. So I really hope that people take a break and take a beat before they get a puppy and make sure that it's something that everybody in the family can handle.
And your pet tip is, if you do get a puppy, don't expect the kids to take care of the puppy. That's one of the things parents always say. Well, are you going to take care of it? And the kid goes, I will.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But you don't even want him to do it. Yeah, you don't even want him to do it.
Sure. sure. Listen, they have good intentions. Children are wonderful with pets. They can be wonderful for playtime, but like everything else, they move on to something else that piques their interest. You know, the puppy is fun, but the puppies also work. So, you know, they need to be in a routine, and you have to take them out and walk them and feed them and give them water and train them, and there's a whole lot to do, and children just don't have the capability to understand what it entails, and they should never be left unsupervised. You know, we dealt with tons of cases regarding where the mother would say, well, it's his puppy, and I left him to take care of his puppy. Well, you know, a 10-year-old child is not capable of taking care of a puppy solely and understanding what it entails. So just realize, if you bring a puppy or a kitten or any kind of pet into your home, it's going to be your responsibility, parents, and that's just the way you have to take it. It's going to be all your responsibility, and the kids can certainly help out, but don't expect that they're going to do what you think they say they're going to do.
Anne-Marie, thank you so much. Another great week of helpful information, and we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
With our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett, and you are listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.